This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're listening to a Joycast from GLBTIQ community radio station, Joy 94.9.
Welcome to The Single Life, where we delve into everything to do with being fun, fabulous, and single in this fast-paced world.
You're on Joy 94.9, The Single Life, with me, MDK, and my friends, the fabulous Johnny Lemon.
Yoo-hoo!
And the ever-enthusiastic Tan.
G'day.
Well, I'm extra excited about tonight's show. I don't know if Tanya is. As the Joy Studios are still on a high from last week's 20th birthday celebration, so there's a really good energy in the air. Not only tonight do we have our regular catch-up with Johnny and Tan, which I believe involves a fly on the wall looking to one of Johnny's recent dates, but we have Jerry's love songs and dedication segment, and we'll be discussing whether you should follow your head or your heart.
Or the other bit.
Yeah, we'll delve into that later. So tonight on The Single Life on Joy 94.9, we're talking about should you go with your head or your heart. But let's all catch up on the week that was. Guys, I'm really keen to find out what's been going on. Johnny, let's start with you.
I thought we were starting with Tan.
Oh, we can start with Tan then.
Fine.
You've got a cheeky grin on your face.
Stretch mine out as long as possible.
Okay, keep the suspense coming. Tan, what's been going on with you?
Okay, well, I'm a little bit exhausted. It's been week one at Bachelor Pad. And
so is it like the show where you've got 25 single people vying for your attention?
So how many nights have you spent sleeping alone?
Yeah, so far we've got one single person vying for my attention. It's me.
Oh,
so I haven't even finished unpacking yet. It's been a bit crazy. So I'm not sort of ready to have girls over yet. Basically, the first week, I would sum it up by saying I've been a big sloppy baby. And then 5 minutes later, I realise I have to clean up after the big sloppy baby. And so, and then I start scrubbing stuff. So I go from slob to neat freak in the space of 5 seconds. And I've got to get it clean before I bring the girls over, I think.
I don't think you're ready to live alone.
No, but I can tell you the best thing about Bachelor Pad and the worst thing about Bachelor Pad.
Okay, tell us.
Okay, so I've just moved out for the first time ever. This is it, right? Okay,
and
so
I mean, you're 43.
Man, you look so young.
It's 26. So, anyway.
So she says.
So my top two best things about Bachelor Pad are, one, when you go to the bathroom, have a shower, you don't have to take your clothes with you. You can just walk around naked.
Yeah.
And it's amazing because there's no one around, so you don't have to offend anybody.
Uh-huh.
Number two. The fridge is right next to the kitchen table, so I don't even have to get up to go to the fridge.
Oh,
I just open the door and food is just readily available. The worst thing about Bachelor Pad, I think only girls might understand this, in the bathroom it's got the two taps. So you've got the hot water tap and the cold water tap. You can't get warm water to wash your face. You just end up going from tap to tap
Wait, what?
Because you're burning yourself on the hot.
So
you just
only
have to go with the cold.
Let me get this straight. There's one tap specifically for cold water and one tap specifically for hot. That is the most...
I know. Oh. And I don't want to wash my face with dirty sink water, so...
Johnny's showing his age.
No.
Your youngness.
I have never seen that in my entire life.
I hadn't seen it until Bachelor Pad, so...
Wow.
It's a little bit disheartening, but as soon as I get her cleaned up, maybe she'll be ready for girls.
When will that be?
Hopefully by the end of the week.
We'll see. And then you'll be out there ready to mingle, ready for some action.
That's right. If they don't mind having sex around a bunch of boxes, other boxes.
If you don't mind having sex around a bunch of boxes, why don't you give us a message on 0427 Joy 949?
I love it. We might get you a date before the end of the week. Who knows?
Hopefully.
And Johnny, what's been going on with you?
Oh, speaking of dates. So you might have heard last week that I went on a date with our very own Matt.
Can I just stop you there? Because I was really impressed by the fact that you actually just went up to Matt
Yeah.
And just ask him for his number straight off the bat.
Oh, actually, I gave him mine.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was just like, well, you know what? What's there to lose? Here's my number. Do you want to go out for dinner sometime? And he's like, yeah, sure.
Love it.
Yeah. So that was 2 weeks ago tonight. That would be our anniversary.
Since, hang on, it's been 2 weeks and you're calling it an anniversary?
Since I've given him my number.
Okay.
Anyway, so we went on the proper date the Monday before last week's show, but I mentioned last week that I had sneakily recorded the date as we were at dinner with my phone, and I've now since uploaded the audio to my computer and edited it down into bite-sized pieces for you.
I love this. It's sort of like a fly on the wall in a date situation. It's a situation
a
that...
a stalker.
Yeah, everyone kind of wants to be in these sort of situations, but we're lucky enough to have some audio so we can listen to all the awkwardness.
Yeah,
he did know you were taping.
Not at the time, no.
He does now. He does now and he's happy with it.
I told him afterwards, he's like, oh, you cheeky bugger. I'm like, yep. And he's like, all right, you can use it.
So, thank goodness. Yeah. Thank goodness we've got that permission.
We won't be getting any legal fees or anything happening. So it's all good.
It's Rupert Murdoch. Yeah.
Yeah. Can I just say, though, like the date itself was actually really fun. But re-listening to our conversation over dinner, it seems super boring in a lot of places. And it's a lot of some parts are a lot of like food eating noises. Like, but I'm pretty sure that wasn't me.
Okay. Yeah. Well, let's judge for ourselves. Okay. Let's have a listen.
So the first little clip is we're trying to talk about we're actually talking about reality TV, and I'm all for it, and he's maybe not so much. Oh no! I just buggered something up. Hang on. Here we go.
Just like the watches is those reality TV shows. It's like The Block and stuff.
Oh yeah, The Block was pretty terrible.
My Kitchen Rules, on the other hand, that was amazing.
Oh no, not into any of that stuff. I'd rather stab my own eye.
My Kitchen Rules the best.
I've never watched a single one.
You'd be like, oh hey, you want to come over? And I'd be like, nah, I'm watching My Kitchen Rules.
Fine, you can stay there. I like The Roof.
Well, that was a little bit awkward, wasn't it?
I like The Roof.
He wants to stab his eye out.
There's mainly knives and forks on dishes. Yeah. Next time you're going to secretly record, put it right in his face.
I know, but it was such a busy, busy place that we went to, which I probably can't remember the name of, but it was Chinese.
Okay.
And anyway, so like later on, we were talking about people and he name dropped someone from MTV that I'd never heard about before.
It wasn't Neve, was it? From Catfish?
No. I don't know. But you could listen to my reaction after he's talking about this woman called Jackie D.
Okay.
New Zealand's equivalent of MTV. She was like the main presenter.
Yeah.
Her name was Jackie D. Awesome chick. I met her like once, but a friend of a friend was like her best friend.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We don't know who that person is.
Yeah, I think I was supposed to be impressed, but I'm not so sure.
I know Jackie E.
I think when you name drop, you need to make sure that it's someone of importance.
Yeah.
People are going to know. They may be big in New Zealand, but we're a different country here.
Yeah, it's like, I met the chick off the infomercial on Channel 10. Amazing.
It's all
No.
What? Oh, okay. It's like, who, Moira? I love Moira.
I was trying to make a point about D-grade celebrities.
Point not made. Although, we were talking a little bit later on, and it's almost like he invited me to go on a holiday with him.
Oh, that's a bit keen.
Okay. You know what I want to go to? I want to go to like one of those classic 1950s American-style diners.
Diners?
Uh-huh. But not like in a shopping centre. I want it to be on the road.
On the road, truckie stop. Yeah. And I want black coffee and pumpkin pie.
Yeah.
Or sweet cherry pie.
Yeah.
Black coffee from a pot. None of this fancy macchiato shit.
And the waitress better be very talkative and ask me about my day. I really want to do an America trip. We might do one next year, maybe.
We might do one next year, maybe.
Is he asking you to go on a holiday with him to the US?
Oh, I hope so. First date.
Yeah.
And I'm going to go to the US with Matt.
Wow.
Keen.
That's moving pretty quickly.
Yep.
I do have some more, but we should probably get some messages.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. Well, if you've got any thoughts or questions on Johnny's date, SMS 0427JOY949 or email onair@joy.org.au. And I believe he's also taking requests for future dates.
Matt, Or me?
No, you.
Oh, Matt better not be. I was like, what?
Oh, that could be awkward. Oh.
Okay. I'm supposed to see him on Friday.
Oh, well, you're listening to The Single Life on Joy 94.9.
You can find more Joycasts and show blogs. Go to joy.org.au.
And welcome back to The Single Life on Joy 94.9, where we are talking, we're catching up with Johnny, and we're living his date from last week with some snippets that he secretly recorded.
You're all being voyeurs to my private first date with Matt. And yeah, a little fly
it.
On the wall action going
got,
on.
Have you got more snippets?
I do. I've got two more.
Well, first of all, I just want to say Christian's loving it as well. He says, I love eavesdropping on Johnny's date. Next time, could he smuggle in a hidden camera?
Let's punk Matt.
With what, a hidden camera?
Yeah.
I don't want him to take a hidden camera because I don't know where that camera's going to go.
I'm going to keep my mouth shut about hidden cameras. Mm-hmm. May or may not have happened.
Whoa. happened to you.
Never mind. Oh. So anyway, we're catching up on my date, right? Okay. There's this thing I always do when I'm going on a date is like I have a list of questions on my phone that I like to rapid fire people. And they're like getting to know you questions.
Do they know you're getting them from your phone or are you just pretending to make them up?
No, they know I'm getting them from my phone. Okay. It's kind of hard to hide that I'm holding my phone like in front of my face going,
I do it under the table like a sticky notice.
Yeah, but I was recording from my phone at the same time, so I didn't want to record under the table in case, you know.
No, literally I get nervous, so I sometimes write down conversation topics.
That's so cute.
He thinks it's cute. Michelle thinks it's pathetic.
I think it's cute.
I think it's cute when you're 16, 17, 18 because I used to do that when I knew that boys were going to call the house.
But I didn't start dating till I was 22, so...
Wow.
You know, I had... Yeah, I'm practically 16 now.
Well, so. Now that you're 35.
I'm not 35.
Well,
26.
Maybe you can pick up a few pointers from this little section.
All right, let's hear it.
Would you rather be deaf or blind?
Oh, I have to say blind.
Really? Why?
Because music, I need it, like you wouldn't believe.
I would definitely be deaf. I'd rather be able to see something than hear it.
True.
Besides, if I'm deaf, I can still play video games. What song do you want played at your funeral?
I'd want people to play lots of loud music, and I wouldn't want it to be a funeral in the first place.
They all say that, but they never wind up that way.
I won't have it that way. I'll be like...
You won't have any control. You'll be dead.
Would you want to be buried or cremated?
Cremated.
Yeah.
It's the greener thing to do.
I would want to be cremated, but after I've, like, donated my organs to someone, because that way part of my consciousness will be in my organs, and then I can slowly take over their body until they become me, and then I'll be alive again.
Batman did it.
Did he?
Yeah.
When?
The Joker did it.
Oh.
If you could body swap with anyone, who would it be?
Oh, for how long?
Ooh. A year.
I think I would body swap with Justin Bieber. So I could ruin his career.
Yeah, that's a good one.
I would embarrass the shit out of him and then just ruin his life so no one ever wants to talk to him again and all those annoying little girls don't like him anymore.
Well, all I can say is I hope Justin Bieber, who is in town tonight, is not listening pre-show, well, pre-his show.
When he said, I want to be in Justin Bieber's body, I was like, you want to be really skinny? Why?
Oh, I thought you were going to make a sex joke.
You want to be like a 14-year-old boy's body?
No, I'd want to ruin him because the female like hysteria over him just drives me crazy.
Okay.
Yeah,
so it's crazy. Hey, can I just mention that the two things that you spoke about on the date was funeral music, followed by "Do you want to be buried or cremated?" Sorry, I don't.
Was a natural progression of the conversation.
It wasn't that awkward. I once went on a date and a girl I asked about her family and she said, "Yeah, my mum died and my sister just died." So I was like, "Okay." I don't really know where to go.
where do you go?
I can't be cheery now, and I can't. Yeah.
And I feel really guilty for laughing.
Yeah,
but wow, that's awkward.
Yeah, super awkward.
Awkward.
Although it can't possibly be as awkward as the final moments of our dinner.
Okay.
This is a quick one.
Let's go.
Yeah. Are you paying?
I guess so. You can get the tickets.
No.
Oh, are you paying?
Are you paying?
Wow.
Did you say that?
Yeah.
That's oh my God.
I know, that's a bit upfront, isn't it?
Mm.
You should have just sauntered off to the bathroom or something. I can't believe you guys. So are you paying?
Wow.
He was a nice guy.
Oh my God. He was a nice guy. But what does he think about you? Going, are you paying?
Oh, he must think something. I've seen him a few more times after that.
You should at least split
pretty
it.
Good. Yeah, I know.
And for the record, I did buy the movie tickets.
Thank
so
God.
We.
Oh.
Although I think like dinner wound up being something around like $40 and the movie tickets was like on a cheap night. So like it was $9
each. Tight ass Tuesday. Yeah.
This reminds me of my date with Tan where she gave me her free drink.
Hey, did you then go to a hostel after that?
No, I'm not made of money.
Okay.
I can't see you in the same boat now.
Yeah, no, he just topped me because he paid for nothing. He almost paid for nothing.
God. Almost. Oh, we did go to an arcade after that, and it was the whoever won in the arcade game had to buy the other person ice cream.
And you're good at arcade games, I'm guessing.
Well, we're both good at arcade games because the funny thing is we both lost like it was a tie.
Oh.
It was really funny, actually, because it was really competitive for a little while and then we both lost.
I'm mortified by that. Absolutely mortified. Oh, okay. God. I need time out now, is all I can say.
I would call that a head date, not a heart date.
Personally. Oh, gosh. Yes. Yeah, so
I'll call that an other date.
We are talking about should you go with your head or your heart or something else, yes. Another body part, which hasn't been specified, and I guess you can make it up.
You can find more Joycasts and show blogs. Go to joy.org.au.
Listening to The Single Life on Joy 94.9, where tonight we're talking about should you go with your head or your heart. Considering we're halfway through the show, we may as well start on the topic.
Yeah.
I know, it's been a long catch-up. I know, it's been fun. It's been fun. We've also got our friend Jerry in the studio. Hi, Jerry.
Hi, everyone.
Jerry does the love songs and dedications, which are coming up in 10 minutes.
Yeah, Jerry might need a microphone.
Oh. Yeah.
Jerry, hi. Say hi again.
I was a little disoriented without John here.
Jerry, welcome.
Thank you very much. Jerry also answers the phone, so please call in.
Did you just refer to yourself in a third person?
Oh, I did.
Yeah. Jerry answers the phone.
I don't think I've
ever
done that before.
Jerry can dunk.
It's all happening in here, isn't it? So let's get on to the actual topic at hand, the head or the heart. So I'm on team head.
I'm on team heart.
I'm definitely team heart.
I'm all heart.
I'm team
Johnny?
Groin.
Team
loins. We wouldn't expect anything more or less.
Team loins, maybe?
Yeah. Well, no team really works for me, actually, so I just take what I can get.
They're like labels team. All right.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh. Okay, so does Jerry have a head or a heart story?
I just think the heart is the one. Well, for me, the heart is stronger. And it goes with the gut and the groin as well. I think all that kind of emotional connection is the one that's the dominant side for me anyway.
Because without the heart, you're unfulfilled.
Absolutely. I'm also a bit of a fan of the slow build, someone that you meet.
Yeah.
And you get on, but there's sometimes the like full on physical knock yourself out is a bit distracting.
It's either like a chemistry thing straight away or a slow.
So the slow build is way better.
Yeah.
I had a couple of slow builds in my younger days. The only difficulty is if you're slower off the mark and they're quick off the mark, they might go off you a bit more quickly.
That's exactly what I do. I need not so slow.
Okay, well, I'm on team heart while we're on the topic, and I've only ever dated two girls at once, and one girl was like a rational decision, like, oh, yeah, she's the sensible one, the safe one, and the other girl was the heart, and I didn't know which one to go with. I was a bit confused. But I ended up picking the heart girl, and that is definitely the right decision because it just would have been lackluster with the head girl. Yeah.
But you don't know. You never know.
No, I do because I did go out with her and there was no spark or whatever.
Vibe.
Yeah. It just wouldn't have been any... Once you've had the height of the feeling, you can't settle for anything less. You know what I mean?
But do you think you can start with the heart and then just switch to the head? Because what happens if, okay, it's all going well and I guess you can't pick and choose who you fall for, but what happens if they're not right for you and then as you're going along you kind of realise that and logic kicks in and you're just like, you know what, no, this is not right for me.
But that's why I'm saying the heart is always right because you don't find out they're not right for you if the heart is judging and... Yeah, you'll get crushed because you can't rationalise it anymore because you're like, I really, really like them and doesn't matter, they can walk all over me and I'll still stay because the heart wants what it wants.
But that's when the head should kick in. It's like,
it should.
It's not working. So, like, I mean, it's happened to me before where you make stupid decisions to stay with someone after following your heart, and they're clearly not right for you, and maybe you're not, they're not following their heart to you. So it's kind of, you need to not be walked over, like you said, and break it off.
I would love to be just like, oh yeah, he lives in Richmond, she lives in Richmond, that's convenient, but it's just not like that. It's just not for me. Oh yeah, she's paying for everything, that's great. No way, couldn't care less. I mean, I don't care about money. Best things in life are free.
Well, I reckon, I mean, that, you know, I start with the heart and then the head kicks in. I think the head comes in at some point.
It does, the logic. It does come in, but yeah, the heart overpowers the head. For me.
I'd agree with that as well. Like, I can go both ways, and it's like either logic... Well, logic now tends to be the predominant controller, but back in my youthful days, it would have been heart, and then I would just get so crushed that
yes,
I would stop following my heart and then try and go for the safer ones.
Yes, but it's just not as... It's just not as lively. It's just not as fun. No, Jer?
No, there's definitely got to be a spark. So wherever the spark's coming from, so it could be coming from your heart, yes, or your head, but... it's that thing where, well, with me anyway, it's happening before you realise it's happening.
For the
so
first,
that's kind of fun.
For the first 4 years, I didn't even know what the spark was.
Mm.
So, yeah, I was just going along going, why am I still with this person? I don't know. This is okay. And then once you've, like I say, once you've had it, there's no turning back. I couldn't settle now for a lesser feeling. I couldn't settle for it because it would just be, I'd know there's something bigger out there. So...
What do you heart. Think? Do you think you can use both, the head and the heart?
You're supposed
and,
to.
And doesn't heart. Always work.
No, I don't, not for me, but you two, I think. You two are heads.
We're more logical. I think we're not as, maybe as a, not that we're not emotional, but like we don't
it
always.
It comes last.
No, not at Go all. On. But like I've been in a situation where it's been, like there's been a spark. It's been absolutely amazing and it's just... You turn a blind eye to little things that the other person does, and then it gets to a point where you're just constantly turning that blind eye, and you've just got to stop and go, hang on, even though my heart's sort of in this, I've got to cut this because it's just, it's burning me.
Yeah.
Mm.
And that's when the logic kicks in. It's like, nah, you know, I've got to get out.
Yeah, I think I think the logic can sometimes kick in to protect you.
Yeah.
Mm. Or to possibly push you through something you need to push through.
I don't know. Once I'm hooked, there's no... My brain just disappears.
Like, we know. Yeah. We've seen it.
Even if they're not even that great, if I'm just emotionally invested, I'm still... It's still hard to let go, so... Yeah.
Well, we've had a few SMSs that have come through. Johnny, you've got an exciting one there.
Yeah, I've got one here from James. It says, he tried to follow his heart, so he moved to Australia from London to chase his ex.
Oh.
And it turns out that he left London to get away from him.
Ooh. Sounds like our friend Harry.
Mm, sorry, following your heart didn't pay off for him. Sorry, James.
I've got one from Ian who says, working in emergency services and experienced life and death situations on a daily basis for 23 years, I say go with your heart. Life is too precious and too short. Live for today, live for your life.
So it's from a paramedic. That's actual heart advice. From the actual heart.
I've got a friend who moved to New York to get away from a girl that he was in love with, and it was all too hard. And she came to Australia from Scotland to get away from a bad relationship. Anyway, they were mates for a couple of years, and he was really in love with her, so he went to New York. She went to New York on the way back, and they've been married for 15 years.
Whoa.
And have two
no.
kids. So I think the thing was to get them to a neutral country. New York.
Where there was no ties.
Yes. Yeah.
New York, New York.
Well, there's different degrees of the feeling. Like, there's the height of it, which where no one can top it, and then there's, like, girls that are really quite good, but, you know, you may not marry them, but they're still good enough to have a relationship with. There's just different levels of heart involved, but... Yeah,
sure.
I'm just, okay, I get crushed all the time.
Yeah. We know. And that can be a good thing.
No. Michelle, I cannot find a silver lining in the crush and the destroy.
It'll be a good thing when you do find that silver lining and you look back and you go, oh, yeah, those bad times.
Maybe or really you can good. Just get super bitter like I am and then never get hurt again.
And then start you taking revenge bitter. On taking revenge on people like
Shh, that
lemon.
Was like 2 weeks ago.
Joy 94.9 is a GLBTIQ community radio station in Melbourne, Australia. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Head or heart, or in Johnny's case, something else as well.
Yes. Other.
other category.
We'll be hearing more from Paloma later. That's a tease.
That's a tease of what's to come.
Trying to make us follow our other.
Yes, we've got a text from Megan though, Michelle.
Well, we got a couple of texts from Megan who says, well, referring back to your little message before, Tan, about writing notes to yourself.
which was deemed pathetic and cute.
Writing notes for yourself is better than what I do. I have a tendency to say something ridiculously awkward. Awkward is good.
Yeah, awkward's fun.
I love awkward. Yeah. Then she goes on to say, I'm too socially awkward and OCD to go with my head or anything. I have a tendency to say really awkward stuff.
I thought, Michelle, you weren't down with awkward.
I love awkward moments. Really? I create them at work on purpose.
When we were watching The Bachelor, the finale the other day, you were like, oh no, awkwardness between Tim and one of the girls.
Oh, I can't cope when it's awkwardness between someone else, but it's if it's my awkwardness that I've created, I'm all for it.
Yeah, okay. Me too. It makes things interesting.
It does.
I just have to mention one more thing about the Bachelor finale. Michelle was texting me during the show, and the two girls are getting ready for the final scene where they go and walk up to Tim and find out if, you know, they're the one. And they're getting dressed, and Michelle texts me and kills the mood and goes, is she wearing Spanx?
One of them was wearing Spanx.
You don't wear Spanx on The Bachelor.
I felt great because I'm like, this glamour puss is wearing Spanx.
She wasn't even a big girl. I don't know why she was wearing Spanx.
But the TV adds kilos, so she just wanted to look slim.
I'm wearing Spanx right now.
I'm Spanky.
And no one can even see you.
I know, and I'm wearing makeup.
All right, back to the question of the head or the heart or other. So, okay. Johnny, what's this other part?
Oh, wait, are we in the groin segment yet?
Oh, yes, sorry.
This is the groin
segment. I've been waiting all night for the groin segment.
This is the groin part.
So, Johnny's head and heart, neither of them rule?
No. Well, actually, I don't even think the groin rules either. It's just, it's like a... I was going to say... I have to say it anyway.
A thing that takes over.
I was going to say, it's a three-way between all. I'm like, well, yeah, it is. So.
You're like, I need you guys. Can you stop having sex over there?
Whoops. Yeah. No. So, yeah, like, I mean, like, if you see someone who's super, super pretty and maybe they don't have a good personality and maybe you don't really feel for them in your heart or whatever, how cheesy does that sound? But
should I play some sappy music?
Yeah, you should. No, keep Paloma away from later. So you have to follow something and, you know, maybe if they're super pretty, you're following your downstairs area and you give it a crack.
Super pretty, okay.
Give it a crack and then... if like initially all they have going for them is their sex appeal, maybe you'll find out something better about them if you sleep with them.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Interesting test.
No, yeah. You're not. I'm still, you're not convincing me. I'm still on the head path.
There was someone that I had no interest in whatsoever, as a person who was quite attractive that I went over to their house. And then while I was there, I saw, look at these X-Men figurines. We have something in common. And then start talking afterwards, and then they turn out to be pretty cool.
Well, in the beginning, I was all groin. And that was making the decisions. And then now it's a bit of a combination. If there's no heart, you probably go to the groin before the head, I think. Bypass the head.
I think the head's already there telling you it's fine, just go with the groin.
The head already knows. The groin just takes over.
We just added a new dimension to the head and heart debate. It's head, heart, groin.
It's all three together.
Yeah. Okay, so if anyone wants to text in their groin stories, it's 0427 Joy 949.
You've just taken this show to a whole new level. in some people's lives, there comes a crossroad, right? They're in a relationship. They're really happy.
Yeah.
Then something may pop up, I don't know, a scenario, and it's sort of like, well, in this situation, now my heart is telling me that I love them, but I just can't go with this new piece of information or...
Yeah.
What if it's there was someone I know who was in a long-term relationship and then they just stopped having sex for no reason whatsoever.
Oh, that's not right.
And it lasted for months and months, possibly longer, and then it was kind of to the point where, you know what, my heart's following you, my head's following you, but, you know, you got to help out the groin area.
Oh, right? Yeah.
So is that a good reason to end something?
Well, there's got to be something behind that. Why did it just stop? Mm. So I think you need to, with your head, discuss logically what is going on
and
here.
Why was the other person okay with them stopping having sex?
They could have been having sex with someone else,
hopefully.
Maybe that's when the head starts getting paranoid and is like, well, something's happening. And then the heart takes over and you become emotionally unstable and then everything just blows up in your face.
It's a clear sign if they've stopped sleeping with you that it's going to end.
Do you think that someone can be in a relationship with someone and love them and then fall in love with someone else?
Yeah.
So the heart, there's two, like, well, the heart is with one person, but then the heart is with someone else.
That's the problem on The Bachelor. They've got all 25 women and they're in love with at least two of them, so they don't know what to do. And it's confusing.
He probably knew. He
still had very strong feelings for the other one, and it confuses you because you don't know who to pick. And then you start drawing columns like, okay, this person has this, 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 and this, 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 and the other column. And then I'd refer to The American Bachelor where this guy, Jason, once picked the wrong girl, and then 6 months later he realised he'd picked the wrong girl. So it's sort of like...
awkward.
Well, yeah. So he obviously was looking at the list of, oh, this woman's good for my son and blah, blah, blah. And then he's like, oh, 6 months in, oh, wait, she's good for my son, but she's not for my heart. So
Following his head.
He followed his head, and then 6 months later he realised he was unfulfilled and followed his heart. So that's why... heart rules, baby.
Oh. Heart rules for you. But I think there's certain situations where your heart is with that person, but their heart has to be with you too. Like if their heart's not there, then otherwise you're banging your head against brick wall, and that's when you've got logic comes in and you've just got to get out.
But to go back to your other question about if you think you can be in love with more than one person, what if I think it's possible for your heart to be with someone, but your head to be with somebody else. Maybe that's like not necessarily you're sleeping with somebody else, but you love them in an intellectual type of way.
Yeah. Mm.
Like, so the person who has your heart doesn't challenge you mentally, so you find that through somebody else. And you know how they talk about emotional affairs or intellectual affairs, that type of stuff.
Do you reckon then you could add a third person in there and your groin could be attached to the third person?
I think that's called cheating.
Damn, okay.
Michelle's trying to rationalize.
You're such a head.
You two are trying to merge the head and the groin. And I'm trying to merge the head and the heart.
What is the groin but another head?
Oh, let's all agree to disagree. You know what? We all have our strengths. Mine's my head. Mine is my thinking. Yours is maybe your heart. Yeah. Johnny, God, you're a combination.
And then you get to your crossroads and you don't know whether to go down Aorta Street or Groin Street.
So yeah, I think those crossroads just throw in a whole
or
new
genital
dimension.
Street. just go for
it. Can't I just have it all?
I'm still team head.
Team heart, all the way, baby.
Team head and groin and a little bit of heart.
We'll all agree to disagree.
Yes.
Well, it has come to that time of the night where we need to wrap it up. It's been really good catching up with you guys.
We finally got to the topic in the last 5 minutes.
Done. I feel like we didn't do it justice.
I think we condensed enough information in such a short amount of time that it makes up for everything else.
It's fantastic.
We're just keeping you in suspense. That's
all.
Well, thanks, guys, for joining me. And next week, can't wait to join you for another fun topic. So if anyone has any topics that they want to discuss, feel free to contact us on Facebook. You can look up The Single Life on Joy 94.9 and find us and shoot us a little note. Enjoy your week.
Bye.
Thank you for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy.
Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.